They're calling you the pajama protester.
And pathetic.
And the pathetic protester.
It's the thought that counts. I'm with the movement, Sybil.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. And they're going to put that up on Tom's Instagram, Jay's video. That's going to go up. So, oh, great.
Of the pajama of the lazy protester. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, proud. I know.
So proud. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
A white man who was the police chief in a small South Carolina town has been charged with murder in the 2011 shooting death of an unarmed black man.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, December 5th, 2014. The protests continue in the wake of the no indictment verdict in the Eric Garner chokehold death. And across the country, people were out yesterday and protesting against police brutality. In Phoenix, the deadly shooting of a black unarmed drug suspect by a white Phoenix police officer who mistook a pill bottle for a gun demonstrates the challenges.
Would you repeat that? I heard you say that earlier.
Yeah.
A pill bottle.
The shooting of a black unarmed drug suspect by a white police officer who mistook a pill bottle
for a
gun.
How did he mistook a pill bottle for a gun?
They say that he feared he saw something in the man's hand. He feared that it was a weapon. And they say that he shot and killed Romaine Brisbane.
Yesterday was quite an eventful day for me. I don't know about, well, I do know about because you were with me part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And people, the one thing that I've noticed that I've observed after all of these incidents,
mm-hmm,
yesterday was that a lot of conversation.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of conversation from people that were stopping me.
And wanted
people
to have that
never,
discussion.
Who had seen me before, mm-hmm, had never stopped me before.
Ever.
Ran out of their cubicles, and wanted to have a conversation right then, right there, about race in this country and police brutality among black males
who have barely even acknowledge your existence, and yet, you know, may look up and give you the nod or whatever.
In New York,
it's the same thing. It's the same attitude in the air. Anywhere you go.
Anywhere I go,
airport,
I was in New York.
They just want to talk. Now they want to talk about it. Right?
In New York, I was in New York, and I'm now in Miami, and the same mm-hmm thing happened three or four times in New York yesterday, mm-hmm, and a couple of times last night as I got to Miami, and these people are they understand.
Or they're trying to understand,
and that is a good thing.
Yeah, it is, and God knows you don't want people to die in an effort to bring some sort of understanding, but this is what appears to be happening, and let us hope that the conversations are just beginning.
And I don't know how it was at your job, but I'm telling you, I got a lot of empathy from a lot of people who barely speak to me.
And this will be an interesting conversation. So that is 1-4-6-4-6-4-6-4. If you'd like to text in what's going on in the conversations that are or are not being had at your workplace. Meanwhile, the chief of the St. Louis County Police Department apologized for a post on a precinct's Facebook page that referenced the police shooting death of 12-year-old Cleveland boy who was carrying a pellet gun. The post titled "Kids Will Be Kids" was published Thursday morning on the city of Fenton's Facebook page and removed hours later. It did not mention Tamir Rice by name, but it implied that the boy's accusers played a role in his death. Care for the Dallas Ebola patient's dog has topped $27,000. This is the nurse. This is the nurse, Nita Fan, or Fan, as you may pronounce it. The city of Dallas is reporting $155,000 in the effort to take care of people who are affected by the Ebola virus in Dallas. And they say that her dog, Bentley, the King Charles Spaniel, which included comfortable bedding, toys, and boarding at a decommissioned naval air base, while his
20,000?
Owner was sick. Mounted to $27,000.
Golly.
I'm an animal lover. I like dogs, but $27,000
to me? A New Jersey panel investigating lane closures at the George Washington Bridge last year, which sparked a political firestorm, said in an interim report that it found no evidence that Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey was involved. The potential Republican candidate for president suffered a setback from the Bridgegate scandal. Critics say the closures were an act of political retribution. And finally, at least three sailors who were among the first females to serve on Navy submarines were secretly recorded in the shower room by a male officer. Videos show the female officers changing and showering over the course of a year aboard the Wyoming. A report that was sent out to the Navy's senior leaders said that a 24-year-old man who serves as a second-class petty officer is accused of making and distributing the videos.
And that's also lazy, too, because you don't have to do that anymore. There's free porn on the internet, free. You can get all kinds of stuff on the on free porn. Don't ask me how I know, but if you want to
ask me, I'll tell you how I know.
Okay.
if you want three women in the shower, it's on the internet. It's free.
Put that in there, man.
So I want to see three women in the shower, and it'll pop up free. You don't have to do that. That's just lazy.
Lazy, and it's wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong.
Oh, yeah, back to that.
Yeah, back to that. Yeah, yeah.